here's a story from The World.
Baseball players are getting a day of rest from the World Series. Last night, the Tampa Bay Rays evened up the series 1-1 against the Los Angeles Dodgers. One player in particular has caught our attention this October. Here's The World's Jessica Yarmosky.
For you baseball fans out there, you've been hearing this name a lot during the postseason.
Randy Arozarena making a name for himself in this 2020 postseason.
Randy Arozarena is having an insane few weeks for the Rays. He's just a rookie and already has 7 home runs in the postseason. That's the all-time record for a rookie. But it's not just his bat that's getting attention. In his 25 years, Arozarena has had a pretty incredible life. He was born and raised in Cuba, but defected to Mexico at the age of 19. A scout saw his potential there. Guillermo Armanta said the first time he saw Arozarena play in the Mexican city of Merida, he knew the young athlete was special. Physically athletic, but also emotionally mature.
He always had adaptation and emotional stability for the great maturity.
He kind of had to have a great maturity. He just traveled by boat from Cuba and knew no one in Mexico. Arozarena joined a training program in Merida and played in front of dozens of scouts. But the young athlete grew frustrated that he didn't seem to be getting noticed.
He told me in Spanish, "Hey, Guillermo, a mí nunca me van a firmar. Maybe I don't have any opportunity for sign."
Armanta jokingly issued a challenge. He said if Arozarena could walk on his hands from home plate to first base, he'd get signed.
And say, "I can do that, Guillermo."
And he did.
Yeah, and I say, "Wow, that kid is incredible athlete."
Once the tryout was over, Armanta knew that he wanted to sign Arozarena to his own organization, the Tijuana Toros in the Mexican Baseball League. But first, he had to convince Arozarena to move across Mexico to Tijuana.
He said, it's called Tijuana.
But the scout said, you'd better get used to it.
Remember that when you play in October in New York in the World Series, it's cold.
That's all the convincing Randy Arozarena needed. He joined Armanta's team in Tijuana, which launched him into the major leagues and into the record books. Arozarena is far from the first Cuban athlete in the major leagues, but it's not easy for them to get there. Cuban athletes have long had to escape their country in order to be recruited by major league teams. And this opened up opportunities for traffickers and smugglers to exploit them. President Obama tried to soften the U.S.-Cuba relationship and allowed Cuban players to be signed directly to American teams. But President Trump reversed that rule last year. Armanta says scouts are used to this obstacle, and there are still plenty of chances for Cuban players to be seen by scouts in tournaments and at workouts. One other point about Randy Arozarena, he doesn't see Cuba as home anymore.
Randy is Mexican in this moment.
Mexico took him in. Mexico is where his daughter now lives. And Mexico is the country that launched his professional career. Fans across Mexico and Cuba will assuredly be watching tomorrow night when Game 3 of the World Series picks up. For The World, I'm Jessica Yarmosky.